Hello all, welcome to Up the Poshcast, the poshcast made by the fans for the fans. Grab yourself a drink, put your feet up and listen in. And by the way, there could be some strong language.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are recording after Posh's 2-1 defeat to Birmingham City, newly promoted Birmingham City. Congratulations to any Birmingham fans listening to this podcast. Tonight, we've got Charlie, we've got Dale, we've got Max, and we've got myself, John, on to dissect the game, which kind of went as expected, I think. We never really laid a glove on them, I don't think, did we, Charlie? How did you see it?
I completely agree with your assessment. I thought we huffed and puffed and we played well in stages. I thought the first half we caused them a bit of a problem when we went forward. But they are just a team of absolutely sensational players, aren't they? The fact that they were bringing individuals like Keshi Anderson, Jay Stansfield, Ethan Laird, Pake off the bench, it's like, What can you do, you know? And their fitness levels were just so much better than ours. I mean, I think we're a pretty athletic team. Like, we've been running teams into the ground recently, especially late on in games. But, oh my God, just the athleticism of the Birmingham players was insane. I mean, it's the centre-halves. It was like Ricky was chasing them down and they were just not even having to break a sweat and just sweeping the ball away from him. And it was, yeah, listen, we played okay. I think we needed a reaction in terms of like desire to compete and to win battles and stuff after Saturday. And I guess we got one to an extent. We did compete. We pressed hard. We tried to get high up the pitch. But the game was categorized again by just a lack of quality in certain areas of the pitch. I think, you know, the fullback area was on the right hand side was an issue. I think Carl Johnston really struggled tonight. I think Harley Mills was decent, but again, wasn't his best game for us. And then, yeah, going forward, I thought Malik Mothersill in the 10 was quiet, which never helps. I think the midfield were actually decent tonight. But yeah, we never really got a rhythm to our play. It just felt like Birmingham could just keep the ball for as long as they wanted at any point of the game and we couldn't do anything about it. They were zipping it around. It was a bit demoralising, really, in our own backyard. But then I guess that's what's going to happen to you when you play against, you know, a £40 million team in League One. So I'm certainly not angry after it. I left the game thinking we'd given a decent account of ourselves, but if giving a decent account of ourselves in the league fixture is what we aim to do nowadays, then I think our standards are much lower, certainly, than they have been in recent years.
I think it's a disappointing one. I don't know where that fight and desire was on Saturday. I really don't. I think there's elements of it that if we'd put on that sort of performance on Saturday, then we would have given Cobblers a game. But I don't know why we were up for tonight more than we were up for Saturday. That will always bemuse me. But at the end of the day, this is you know, a performance against a team that are really, really good, and they were always going to be good. They've got a good manager, and they've got an excellent squad. I mean, Charlie has just sort of epitomised the sort of players that they were bringing off and the standard that they can achieve. And look, I don't think anybody here expected anything else other than Birmingham to win. I think actually, if anything, we all, like, deep down, as much as we didn't want to admit it, probably expected them to score more, especially after Saturday's game. And the fact that we've come away 2-1 is something to be relatively proud of, I think, considering that everything around Birmingham and especially the money that they've spent are probably even triple our squad's worth. However, what I will say is that, and John's made the reaction to what I've just said there, and I will immediately back it up with that Birmingham did not look like they got out of first gear tonight. They didn't. They didn't look like they performed at their best capability. They played in a very rotated squad, I felt. And at the end of the day, if we want to go to Wembley, and not that I'm going to rule us out on Wembley, and I will get to that in a moment, but we want to go to Wembley and win, we have to play much, much better than we did tonight. I'm talking like the 3-0 win at Charlton, the 6-1 against Cambridge earlier in the season. That's the Peterborough United that needs to show up on Sunday, not the Peterborough United that played tonight, and certainly not the Peterborough United that played on Saturday afternoon. So, look, a lot to take away. Overall, I'm happy with the performance. I'm happy with the reaction. I'm upset that after such an amazing run, we fall into back-to-back defeats. You know, I think it's now three losses and a win in our last four. So it's upsetting to see after such a good sort of purple patch, we've fallen away from it. But as John said last week, and I said, you know, it's very difficult to be angry when the players feel like they've done their job. I don't think we're going to get relegated, although there is a part of me that feels this season couldn't get any worse and relegation would make it worse. But it's very hard to be upset at results when it feels like the players have done their job. We're safe and we can go and rebuild next season. But in terms of Wembley, we've got to really kick it up a gear if we want any sort of positive result from that game.
You know, first of all, I think we need to just quickly say congratulations to Birmingham for getting promoted. The irony is they get promoted at our place after the shit that Harry gave them. I think if we're honest, none of us, apart from Harry, thought that they would not be promoted, you know. So fair play to them. Bumped into quite a few Birmingham fans today, and, you know, I think that's all sound. I had no issues with any Birmingham fans at all whatsoever. So, you know, I doffed me out. I ain't taking off because I'm fucking freezing. But, no, I thought the fans were very good. I did think the fans were a little bit quiet throughout the day, though, throughout the game. But at the end, you know, you have got to take your hat off. They were magnificent, and rightly so. But, you know, probably they had that sense of, like, nervousness or whatever. But well done to them. Just going back, I think the performance was better than it was Saturday. But I don't think we should be fooling ourselves and thinking it was great, because it wasn't. Birmingham, they was like fucking, do you know what? The way it reminded me is, you know, one of these nature programs, you know, when the fucking killer whale like flips a seal up in the air just to play with them. They was playing with us. You know, they was toying with us. You know, who was it? Who said about first gear, Max? I think it was you. Yeah, they didn't. Oh, come on. If they wanted to go up another gear, they could have. They are class. No doubt about it. You know, they're a class team. They're very good. And, you know, they don't, like, walk the league like they have by being shit. So, yeah, we have got to really up our game if we want to do anything on Saturday. But it was a better performance as a whole. There are some better performances individually. And there are some, like, pretty shit ones, if I'm honest. You know, I'm sure we'll go through to individuals in a minute. But we've done okay. You know, we've done okay. It was a respectable scoreline. Losing 2-1, I'll take that, if I'm honest. And I think most teams would take that against Birmingham. But, yeah, we really got to, you know, accept they are by far a fucking better team than us. And, yeah, improvement we did have. Long way to go, though. Long way to go.
Yeah, you lads have kind of given Birmingham enough praise. They're obviously a very, very good football team. Max, you mentioned pride in that performance. I didn't feel any. I think anger's the wrong term. I didn't feel angry, but I felt a bit deflated watching it, to be honest. Just watching how we used to be. And I keep harping back to last season. And maybe that's a problem with me, but it's just been such a fall and such a demise from basically, we were never the Birmingham of the team, but we were top of the league for a stage. And basically no one came to London Road and got that easier game. But that was like watching Peterborough United in the Championship in League One. It looked like we were kind of like an under-16s team playing against an adults team. They were just so much more physically imposing than us. They kept us at arm's length. Even when we were chasing the game, we couldn't hurt them. The only player I thought, well, actually, no, that's a lie. There was three players on the team that I thought handled themselves pretty well throughout the game. Kwame Poku looked levels above anyone else in our team. I just thought the only player in the team that really showed any way of hurting their defence, brilliantly taken goal. When I compare that to Kian Hayes, who came on, for instance, and Hayes is someone that I've praised, the difference in the quality was just so stark. Hayes was just running into his man every time, whereas Poku was so effective with the ball. He was turning his man. He actually caused them some issues when he got on it. I thought Harley Mills did himself no end of problem. No end of credit. I thought he was great again. He's just never let the side down whenever he's played. I know the first goal where May kind of nips in and beats him to a header is partly on him, I would say, and maybe he can improve there. But I thought on the ball, he was very good. He looked at home at the level. I thought he kept Ethan Laird out well when he came on. Some really good bits of defending there. I was really impressed with Harley Mills, and I like him. He's a cultured footballer. He looks like he's got something about him. And the other one is Archie Collins. I just thought he looked good. There was some moments in midfield where he stepped away and used the ball. But the rest of them, man, they just looked... Look, even Hughes and Fernandez, let's take, for instance. I didn't think either of them were poor on the night. I thought they did their jobs fairly well. But they just... I don't know. They just lack so much quality when you think of what we had before. And I keep... You know, I started this by talking about last season's team, but we go back to it and we compare what we had before and Ronnie and Knight, and they're so far off that standard. And we are, as a team, so far off that standard. And I know we know it, but you just see it with your eyes and you see how far off the top of the league we are. And ultimately, Posh have always been a team chasing promotion from this league. But how do I go into next season or the future believing that we can close the gap? And I know Birmingham are a bit of an exception. They're probably one of the best teams League One has ever seen. But we have so, so much work and so, so much improvement is needed across the board that I just find it quite deflating to watch. I just didn't enjoy it. Just didn't really think we carried any threat. And yeah, I just found it a really tough watch tonight. I actually found it more frustrating than the 4-0 at the weekend, weirdly, where that was kind of ruined in 20 minutes with the red card. This was 11 versus 11 the whole game, and it was just, yeah, men versus boys, to be honest.
I think we're in a difficult season, a difficult patch, Sean, and I think everybody can sort of see that this season the recruitment was poor, and the team has not gelled, and that is all fact. The recruitment was not to the standard that we had last season in terms of what we lost and what we brought in. And the team has not gelled together. You could talk about the purple patch that we've had over the last, 12 games. But ultimately, we haven't gelled. And that has been our problem all season. In terms of what you said about the pride, John, I think there's pride in the reaction in terms of we didn't go and get pumped 6-0 because we saw what they did to Barnsley last weekend. And we know that they've got that capability. In terms of playing against men v boys, I'm in no end of agreement with you. I do not think they've shown their hand for Wembley. I think they're playing a very rotated side. And I think if we think that's what it's going to be like at Wembley, we're in for a big shock. And at the end of the day, I'm happy that we didn't get thumped. I'm happy that we probably showed a relatively decent account of ourselves, especially Poku's goal. And that celebration was very telling, I thought. Running over to the Birmingham fans and showing them the back of his shirt and pointing at his name. I think that's very telling as to where he may end up over the summer window, because I probably don't think he was celebrating showing his name for the fun of it. I think there's probably a little bit of tell as to where he may end up. But at the end of the day, I completely agree with the place that you've said as well. And one that I do want to mention quite quickly, and probably the only one I will mention in this segment, is Harley Mills. And I think he, again, showed an excellent account of himself tonight. And in my opinion, unfortunately, I didn't watch enough of the match to get to meet the ratings threshold that we have as a podcast. But for me, he was my man of the match for the 60-odd minutes that I watched tonight. And I thought he was excellent. And that is the character that I want to come to Wembley. Players that want to play for this football club and want to perform. Look, at the end of the day, I don't think anybody here expects any less. And let's not forget that this Birmingham squad that they've built is, unfortunately, or fortunately for Birmingham fans, they are a championship side. And a good one at that. So when they go up, I don't think they will be... Relegated, or in that relegation scrap. I think they're going to be top half of the table, and they're going to be competing for whatever they compete for next season. But unfortunately, that's the side we've come up against tonight, and that rotation is a very good League One side, and they've still made it feel like men versus boys. So in terms of pride, I get what you mean in the performance, but I think the reaction as to not getting pumped and trying to show a good account of ourselves is something that I can't fault.
Yeah, I'm sort of with you on that, Max. I wasn't as sort of frustrated this evening as John was. That said, John made a good point about how we're going to restore belief and restore the feeling that we'll be able to compete at the top of League One in the summer. I think there are a couple of players in the team that, you know, we should be looking to build the side around next season. And listen, I'm going to give credit where credit's due here. Archie Collins has come under a lot of criticism this season, and rightly so at times. I think sometimes it's a bit unfairly because people just expect him to be, you know, that 8 out of 10 every week. And so when he doesn't reach that level, he's often the one that gets hammered with the criticism. And I think a lot of criticism has come towards Kyprianou, and a lot of that's ended up being sort of flashed at all of the players that were here for last year, and Archie Collins is obviously one of them. But I thought tonight he was back at his best. He was fantastic. He was conducting the play. He was the absolute heartbeat of the team. He should be one of the key players next season. If we want to get back to playing football how we want to play it, how we played it last year, then he is that point of continuity that we should be using, because he is the exact... I mean, if you had to pick a player that embodied last season's team, I think Archie Collins wouldn't be a bad shout at all. You've probably got him and Burrows are the best two to sort of encapsulate it, because he's just stylish, but he works hard and always cool, calm and composed, and shows up in the big games. And that's what you want from a midfield player. And I think, listen, I gave him an 8 out of 10 tonight on the player ratings. I probably could have gone a bit higher. I certainly wouldn't have gone lower than that. I thought he was absolutely outstanding this evening. He made, you know, very good midfield players for Birmingham. You know, Mark Leonard and Iwata are very, very decent, very good League One midfielders, and he made them look pretty average. He sort of shuffled through them quite a few times. He led the counter-attack. Yeah, he was very, very good. And yeah, he deserves a lot of praise. And then also on Harley Mills, listen, I've spoken a lot about Edun recently, so I'm not going to go back there. But if we ever needed proof that, you know, Mills should be the one that we pick out of Mills and Edun next season, because we're not going to sell Adebisi, so it's going to be one of the two we're going to sell. Tonight showed to me that he should be the horse that we're backing in that race. He was fantastic again. He's got such a good delivery into the penalty area. And he's just really good. And he's actually really improved defensively as well. He doesn't look like he gets bullied anymore. He's strong. He's physical. He knows his position well. He's smart. He runs hard. He works hard. He listens to instructions from his teammates. Yeah, he is a fantastic footballer. We should be keeping him next season. I think actually him and Adebisi as options at left back will be a very competitive left-hand side. And yeah, it will massively help with us sort of stabilizing at the back next season. He's probably, I'd say, our most promising young player right now. He is absolutely fantastic.
I don't want to be too negative coming into a cup final, but I think a few of the players are really fucking poor. You know, we'll start off with the back. Like, Bilo, he wasn't spectacular. I thought he was average, you know. A bit surprised he got chucked in at the deep end. I don't think he was shit. I know some of your ratings was, like, pretty poor. I just think he was average. But we'll move on from him. Right back, fucking hell, Johnson. Probably the worst game I've seen him play. He might as well have not have played, if I'm honest. We should have had De Havilland play right back rather than him. Obviously, I'm joking there. You know, you need to go back in time. If you know, you know. But he was really, really bad today. And when Donnelly come on, I think he done what he had to do. He even himself made a few little mistakes. But yeah, I'm disappointed with Johnson. At the back, Fernandez. Again, I know I keep saying he looks lethargic, but he just, as if he's, I don't know, it just, his reaction time and his, like, brain thinking about what to do with a football, it is fucking non-existent. Anyway, I'm surprised how little we conceded because of him playing at the back. I'm concerned from him playing on Sunday, if he plays. Hughes was steady. You know, we are going to miss that with his sort of just putting his head on the block. But yeah, I'm with you, Charlie. Fuck, you know, Harley Mills is definitely one for the future. I think someone said in the group he could potentially be better than fucking Burrows. Obviously, I couldn't remember. It was you, Max, wasn't it, mate? Yeah, it potentially could be. What I also like about Mills, I know we had a debate pre-recording last week about his sort of discipline. But if he could control his discipline the way he did tonight, because he went flying in on a few tackles, at another time he could have sort of, you know, gone the wrong way. But I like him for a young lad. I like him. I'm going to go a long way. I'd still keep Eden next year, but that's another story. So he was good. Midfield, Sissoko, Mohamedou, was given an opportunity and he was shit. I don't think he was great at all. I was disappointed. He was given the ball away a few times. And for somebody that, I expect more from someone like him from where he's come from, if that makes sense. And when I say he was shit, he wasn't shit, but he wasn't as good as what I thought he should have been given his opportunity. You know, say Charlie about Collins had a decent game. I wouldn't go an 8 as in decent, but I thought he was okay. And Pogu, very, very good. But he was very, very good without doing anything, as in he didn't really have that support. You know, normally he could do all the tricks and do what he's got to do, then there'll be an option for him. There was nothing for him. You know, so it seemed wasted. So, yeah, it's difficult to say. We need something else to help him. Otherwise, he might as well not play. I know that sounds silly, but he was too good today without anybody else supporting him. Odo was a bit poor. Ricky chased hard. Malik, again, I don't think had a particularly great game. But as a team, it was an improvement over sort of a Saturday. So, you know, some decisions to make on Sunday, and I'm not too sure who's who, but there we go. That's my views.
You mentioned a lot of players there, Dale, but there was two that I wanted to talk about. One is Bila Kapic, who I'm frankly sick of at this point. Every time he's given a chance, he drops a clanger. And we can all talk about his shot stopping, which was is a good attribute of his. He made a good save from Alfie May very early on. But I'm tired of watching errors and just mistakes. And he just doesn't seem to be improving in the areas of the game that he's weak in. One of which is his concentration levels. He's still letting in way too many goals that he should save. And two is his kicking. Clearly, we can't build out from the back with him. Fergie just goes, pump it up the pitch. That's all we did all night, rather than trying to build out from the back with Jed Steer. And I know we obviously struggled with our build-up play against Northampton, but whether you like it or not, that is Posh's style of play. And tonight, all we could do was just give it back to Bila Kapic and lump it long. And even with those basic instructions, his kicking was still pretty poor. I'm at a point now where there may be some potential in there because of his shot stopping, but he's been given one too many chances now for me. He keeps making errors. He keeps basically giving the opposition team a goal every single time he plays. And I don't think his positives now outweigh the negatives of using him. He might become a decent player at this level, but it shouldn't be at Posh anymore. He needs to go and learn his trade at a lower level where he can get away with making the errors, because he's just making way too many mistakes. And in my opinion, I don't see a future for him here. I've run out of patience, and I think he should have run out of road now. There's just no way we can trust him. And the other one we're talking about looking forward to next season. I've got real big concerns about Carl Johnston. I've kind of expressed this view from the minute we signed him. I think he's a decent defender. One-on-one, he is a pretty good defender. I quite like his aggression, and I like his attitude in the terms that I never think he's not trying. He's certainly a trier, but man, he is not good on the ball, lacks real quality. And if we want to build from the back, he just doesn't fit. I know Dara said sort of, he's a good defender as a start point and we're going to make him this attacking fullback. But I just don't think he has the fundamental skill set to become a good attacking fullback. And I thought today he was really badly exposed. Again, we've mentioned it enough. Birmingham are a really good team. But it's good to see our players against players of the Championship, because ultimately, Posh in League One, we're trying to get to that level, right? We want to become Championship standard. And he looks so far short of it. And I just think we spent what, £300,000 on him in January. And James Dornelli came on and looked a better right back than Carl Johnston. And actually, I think James Dornelli in recent weeks has often looked a better right back than Carl Johnston. I'm concerned that we've badly wasted our money there. And I would be very, very surprised at this point if he becomes the right player for our system. I get that he looks okay defensively and maybe he can be useful if they've got a tricky winger to keep them at bay. But in terms of a starter, I don't see it with him. I really don't.
Yeah, I think Carl Johnston is going to become sort of like the Nathan Thompson right back towards the end of his time at Posh. You know, he's going to be the player that we play in games where we need to be really solid at the back. You know, if we get a playoff second leg and we need to hold a lead, or, you know, we're 2-0 up at half time. But I honestly think James Dornelli is going to have a massive season next season. I really do. I think this season has probably pushed his development even further than we were expecting. You know, he had an offer from Fulham in January, and you can understand why. He's really good. And I actually think with Dornelli and Mills, we actually have two of our best academy graduates ever, because those two, you know, are ready made to go into our system. And fair play to the academy staff that have got them to that point. If they both had a good summer physically, they'll be there. But I tell you who's not fair play to the academy staff, and that's Manny Fernandez. I'm so bored of him at this point. Like he was okay tonight, but it's just like there were so many times where, like, if he'd just taken a step forward or ran or like done something that looked potentially a bit uncool and a little bit more scrambly, he would have put us in a much more assured position. There were so many times where, you know, rather than stepping forward and clearing it, he just tried to sort of reach and get his long leg to it and ended up sort of not clearing the danger properly. And, you know, for such a tall guy, his headers always go in terrible areas. Like, I can't think of many times where he's jumped for a header and then it's gone, like, you know, to Ricky or to wide for one of our players and started an attack. It always just goes flying wherever, like, basically his neck decides it wants to go as he gets into the sky. He is a very, very weird player to watch. I think he's just not Virgil van Dijk. He wants to be, but he's just not, is he? And he's never going to be that. He will be top of the sort of the keeps. Yeah, when you do the keep, sell, loan, release list at the end of the season, he'll be top of my sell list. I worry. We'll move on to Wembley soon, I think. But I'm worried for Sunday, because it is, like, you know, the bleaker and the bleakest in terms of our options.
Sorry, Charlie, I really need to pick you up. You said he was fine today. He wasn't fine. He was fucking dog shit. He was fucking awful. I thought he was probably one of the worst players on the pitch, apart from perhaps Johnston and maybe Hayes when he came on, because Hayes was shit. But no, Manny, seriously, it was like, even the first few minutes, it was, you felt concerned that he was on the pitch, if that made sense. I don't like him. I don't rate him. I don't dislike him as a person because I don't know him, but he was fucking shit.
Well, on a more positive note, we do have Wembley to look forward to. I'm not sure if look forward is actually the right term given our position and what we saw tonight, but it's going to be a nice occasion. And hopefully we can keep our unbeaten record at the stadium. If only to keep one of our chants, you know, that if you've never lost at Wembley, clap your hands. It's a favourite in the terraces, and I don't really want to lose it, even though I think it's highly unlikely we come out of Sunday with it still intact. I'm going to go straight to Max, because I want to hear your thoughts on the game. If you'd make any changes, I'm guessing you are going to make some changes, because you have to, given the defence we put out tonight.
Well, John, I think the problem that I've got is there isn't really anybody to change. I mean, our defence, we are so defensively sort of skint and thin on the ground in terms of, it's going to be Valen and Fernandez for me. And that is the biggest scare, because I don't really feel like we've got anybody else to put there. If you wanted me to change it drastically, I play Kyprianou there and play Susaho and Archie Collins in midfield. If that avoids sort of the collapse that we could have watching Volland and Fernandez, Charlie might hit me after the recording for saying that. But I just like a CDM at centre back. I don't know what more I can tell you. In terms of attack, Charlie's going to hate me even more because I think I'd have Bradley as my starting striker. I think after Wrexham, he deserves it. I think he throws his body around. I think he holds up the play very well. I'd start probably on the wings. I'd probably play Ricky on one of the flanks. And I think of Ricky and Poku and then Malik in the 10. And that means that we can have Bradley holding the ball and playing it to two players. Poku hasn't been up to speed, but I'm hoping that after a few games, he might be just that little bit quicker. And Ricky, who's basically roadrunner, to play the balls in behind. And let's not forget Malik picking up the ball deep and picking up passes. I genuinely think Bradley is the way forward. Right back and left back speaks for themselves. It's Dornelli and Mills. I think both have thoroughly deserved the opportunity. It's been such a difficult season. They've come under Dornelli probably more dubious amounts of criticism throughout the season in terms of their ability, considering how young they are and how much they've played. I think they both deserve it. And in goal, honestly, you could probably put a straw man in there and it'd do better than both the keepers at the moment in terms of current form. But it has to be Steer for me after tonight's showing. Again, I completely agree with you, John. I don't think Bilo is the answer. I definitely think there is potential there. And I'm not one to slate, as you know. I'm not one to sort of jump on players' backs. But the goalkeeping positions are both positions that really frustrate me. And after Cobblers, it's very difficult to defend either or. And I love to defend football players. So it's a tricky one for me. In terms of a preview as a whole, I think there's a result in it for us. And I know I've been negative, but the closer we've got to talking about the preview, the more I've persuaded myself into being optimistic. And I really do think that there is a result for us in this game. And I think it's probably more glaring than what people think. And look, Birmingham are a very well-oiled side. If they win, it's win-win for us, right? If they win, they thoroughly deserve it. They've got a far better team. We're having a terrible season. They've played us at a bad patch. Fair enough. If we win, we've caused probably a very large upset. And it says a lot about this, about what this team can do. And I mean, especially that front four, the front four that I said, two of which I presume in Ricky and Poku won't be with us next season. Poku for definite. But that front four is as good as any. And Nathan Jones said exactly that, that front four is as good as any you can get in this league on their day. And they can go and cause an upset that I really, really hope. And I would love nothing more than for Ricky J. Jones to score and for us to win. Nothing more. Sort of like that Harrison Burrows where we knew he was going. One of our own knew he was going. He's the man of the moment. He wins us the trophy and he can sail off into the championship, which is, I presume, where he's going to end up. So that's sort of my preview on the game. I presume I'm going to have some sour faces in defence looking at Charlie's reaction from what I said on Kipriano, but we'll have to see. But look, at the end of the day, I really do think there's a result in it for us and I really hope Ricky's the man to give us that result.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with quite a lot of what you said, actually, Max. I think, you know, I'll get onto the defence last because, you know, that's the trickiest predicament. But what I would say is I don't mind your shout of Ricky on the wing. I don't hate it. I think Ado's not a massively good footballer. He's decent. I actually do think he's decent nowadays. And I don't think he'd let us down or be a liability, but I don't think he'd have a massive effect on the game. Ricky on the wing could work, especially if he has a lot of space, you know, a nice big wide pitch at Wembley, a lot of space to run at people. And I wouldn't go Brad up front. I'd probably go Gustav up front, if I'm going to be honest. I think that the runs he makes are so intelligent compared to that of Bradley. I'd be scared that Bradley would just be drawn into sort of the jockeying and physical battle with Clara and Davis. And to be honest, I think that's one he'd lose. Looking at Clara tonight, I really don't think Brad would have a chance against getting any change out of him. Whereas Gustav will try and work in behind. Big pitch, Gustav's runs will be better. So I would probably select Gustav, actually. I'd probably go for Malik in the 10, Poku on the right, Ricky on the left, and Gustav up front. I think Bradley's a bit low on confidence at the minute, maybe. You know, he blasted a penalty over the bar for the under-21s today, which is something to keep in consideration. I think the midfield actually picks itself. I would not pick Sissoko, as much as I do think he is a good player. I think Collins and Kyprianou are the safe choice. In midfield, they've played together in a midfield partnership at Wembley before. And then at the back, I mean, it's a terrible decision to try and make. I mean, you know, either way, it feels like you're signing our death warrant by writing any of the names of the centre halves on a team sheet. But I wouldn't be putting Kyprianou on there. That's for certain. I think, you know, he's allegedly played centre back for Cyprus, you know, in a back three against Malta and stuff. But I really don't think he'd have any luck against Birmingham in a back four. I think the options are. I think it's got to be Wallin. I really do. I think he's probably the best of the options that we have right now. I think he had a rest tonight. He's not injured. He did have a rest, but he's not going to be great. But he's quick, and that might help him on the Wembley pitch against players like Jay Stansfield and Alfie May. And then next to him, I think I'd go Katongo, which may be really unpopular, but I honestly think... he's better than Manny. I really don't think Manny's very good. I think Katongo's got less of a mistake in him than Manny. Like, I could just imagine Manny after 90 seconds under the arch, just giving it straight to Stansfield for him to go through one-on-one in goal. You know, I feel like I have no trust in Manny. I still think there's a potential player in Katongo. I don't think he'd be on City's books if there wasn't. I think that's the partnership I'd go for. And they've been okay when they played against each other, when they played with each other, Wallin and Katongo. I mean, I know Cobblers was bad, and that's the one that lurks in the memory. But, you know, they're okay against Lincoln at home. And the few times they have played together, they've been all right. So, towards the end of that, the Crawley game as well. So, yeah, I'd probably give it to Katongo. I wouldn't want Manny on the pitch. I think the main character syndrome that Manny struggles from would be in overdrive at Wembley. And then, yeah, the fullbacks pick themselves, and I would go Jed Steer in goal as well, because if we're going to have, you know, a dodgy back four, at least can we have a bit of experience in goal?
Yeah, I am all over Max's attack. Oddo's out the team, big tick from me. Ricky on the wing, big tick from me. Brad up front, big tick from me. Weird why Brad's just fallen out of favour. Don't get it. I mean, Charlie, you said Kyprianou's played centre-back against Malta, I think. He's actually played centre-back against Erling Haaland, if you check the records. However, I don't think he should play centre-back. I'm sorry to disappoint you, Max. I'm going with Manny. Manny and Valin is going to be my pairing. I don't want to say pairing of choice, because it's not. Pairing of necessity is probably a closer description to what it is. I think with Manny, my key reason for picking him over Katongo is we don't have many shots when we play Birmingham. What have we done well in both games against Birmingham City? What has led to goals? Set pieces. We've scored from corners. Who's our biggest threat from corners? Manny Fernandez undoubtedly is our biggest aerial presence in the box, and probably the only player on the team that's going to score from a set piece. If you put Katongo and Valin in there, neither of them are going to win a header in the box, I don't think. But Manny might just do that. And I think our best route to goal is probably through Ricky long throws, probably through free kicks, probably through corners. I don't see us carving them open in open play. We didn't tonight. It looks highly unlikely that we'd do it at Wembley. I think our only hope really is to exploit the pace on the counter-attack. And that's where having Ricky on a wing, which probably does affect our build-up a little bit in terms of his passing, isn't great. But we don't have much possession against Birmingham. So you'd rather him there on the counter, just making those runs inside the fullback and just keep doing it. I've said before on this pod, I think Harley Mill, one of his strengths is that pass. He even did it tonight where Oddo was offside. He just knocks it down the wing and sort of bends it round the fullback and inside. And I think having Ricky on the end of those could be quite good and could be quite useful on a big pitch at Wembley. So that's my theory. I'd keep Kipriano and Collins in the middle, and the rest of the team kind of picks itself. The only other change I'd make is Jed Steer back in goal. Again, don't have a huge amount of confidence in Steer, but at least we can go and play a bit of a passing game from the back. I don't feel like he's going to drop a clanger. If they have a shot on target, it probably goes in, but at least he doesn't lay it through his arms like Bita Kapic does. It just looks awful when Bita Kapic concedes goals. Whereas when Jed Steer does it, he kind of just isn't tall enough to reach. So, yeah, I'm really struggling to find really much reason to be confident. But I guess the one thing I would say is that I think if Manny scores, we might just have a chance.
So my team, I would bring Jed back. Not better than again. I'd be happy if Philo started. The back four would be Mills, obviously, Donnelly, obviously. Wallin has to start because I think he's the best defender we have available, centre-back. And if I'm honest, I think I would rather have fucking Manny Packard than fucking Manny Fernandez playing at the back. And the cunt's only about fucking 4 foot five, isn't he? But no, seriously, I don't know. Who do you have? I really don't fucking want money there. So I'll leave that one open. I would be happy to have Kipriano play at the back. Purely, Charlie, you haven't got a fucking clue. Purely because it means I would then play De Haviland, who I think deserves a fucking start. You know, the guy is, when he's come on for us, he's been steady, he's been solid, he hasn't let us down. I'd be happy with that, but it ain't going to happen. So midfield, I would stick with Kipriano and who is it? Collins. I'm liking Max's, you know, he took the words right out of my mouth. He really did. So I'd have on the side, I'd have Ricky, I would have Poku, I'd have Malik in the middle, and I'd have big, bad fucking Brad up the top. Without a shadow of a doubt. And that's where we are. That's what I would do.
Del, I tell you what, you must think Kipriano is the most versatile player in Peterborough United history because you've just put him in your midfield and your defence. I mean...
Listen. I said at the back, it ain't going to happen, so we might as well have Kipriano and Charlie and Collins in midfield. So
you're trying to play me in midfield now, Del. Jesus Christ, it's got desperate.
I would rather play you at fucking centre back, especially in your nice little pink fucking refereeing top. But now, in all seriousness, I did say him, but then I also said it ain't going to happen. So I would have Collins and Kipriano. When they work well, they work very, very well. You know, that spot at the back, I have no fucking idea who's going to have it. It will be Manny. I don't want it to be Manny, but my front four, I'm with Max, 100%. Big bad Brad has got to start because he deserved that opportunity, in my opinion, to get us to Wembley. You know, Wembley, we're not expected to win. We're not expected to fucking whatever. Let him have a go. He deserved it. One of the only players that did, if I'm honest. But so that is my starting 10 because I don't know about that 11th position at centre back.
Yeah, Del, I think you might have cracked the code. If we stick to your 14 players that are going to start, I reckon we might just have a chance of winning at Wembley. So, yeah, I think you might have just come up with something there, Del.
Try.
We're going to go to our predictions now. Firstly, I'm going to go straight back to you, Del. What's the score going to be?
Oh, mate, I don't fucking know. Do you know what? I'm going to say the same as what I said for Wrexham. It was going to be a draw. Am I right in thinking a final does actually go to extra time or does it go straight to penalties again if it's a draw after 90 minutes? Does anybody know?
I have no idea, Del.
I believe it's extra time because I think we were on the verge of it last year.
Right, I thought so. So let's go. I'm still going to go 2-2 at the final whistle and we are going to win on penalties again. I'm being as fucking positive as I can. Really, I'm being positive.
I mean, I can only see defeat, I'm afraid, lads. I hope we get a chance to celebrate. I'll give us a goal. I think it could be heavy. I think it could be 4-1. I really can't see anything but a miserable afternoon. Sorry, lads. I don't want to do that because it's Wembley. I don't want to dampen any excitement, but I just cannot see any way that Posh win this game. So I'm going to go 4-1 Birmingham, and that upsets me.
I just simply cannot bring myself to predict us to lose at Wembley. I mean, that would be the icing on the cake of an absolutely horrific season, losing our Wembley record. So I will predict us to win. And I actually have done, this is a consistent thing. I went on the Tilton Talk Show on Sunday night and predicted us to win as well. A 3-1 win I'm going for. I reckon we'll go 2-0 up early on. They'll get one back and then they'll leave themselves really open on the counter. And then the snake of Ricky J. Jones will come bursting down the middle and put the game beyond the Birmingham reach. You've had a fantastic season, Blue Noses, but we will still be clapping our hands because we've never lost at Wembley after Sunday.
So as I've mentioned previously in the episode, there's only one man that I want us to win at Wembley, and that is this man right here, Ricky J. Jones. If you want some of these stickers, Posh fans, then you can grab them over at fcstickers.co.uk using code Wembley again for 20% off your stickers. And if you order them by Thursday, 12 p.m, you can get them, or you can collect them with Archie Collins on Friday, 3 till 4 p.m. This Friday, 3 till 4 p.m. You can collect them with Archie Collins before Wembley. And again, use code Wembley again for 20% off your stickers and order them to collect. Don't worry, Birmingham fans, if you're watching as well, you can also pick up some stickers. They've got an excellent collection over at fcstickers.co.uk using code Wembley. You can also get 20% off. Order them before Thursday at 12 p.m. and you can get them ordered to your house ready for Wembley. Now, in terms of my score prediction, I also can't predict as a loss. And that's something that I can't bring myself to do. So I'm going to go 1-1 and I'm going to say we win on penalties, and that would make me sick to my stomach because I hate a penalty shootout. But this team did it at Wrexham, and they are what, second in the league. They've shown that they can do it with grit and determination. If that side shows up, the side that not Wrexham out in the semi final, if that side shows up on Sunday, then I have no doubt we're going to put on a performance. The great performers will perform at Wembley, and hopefully we can get a win. But do I really believe that? I'll leave that up to you to decide.
I am not going to dampen any positivity. Before we go, we'd love to hear your score predictions from Wembley. So get them in the YouTube comments. Get them on the Twitter comments. What do you think the score is going to be? Posh fans, do you have any hope? Birmingham fans, am I too negative? Could there be a game on? And also, if you just want to slate Harry for his prediction earlier on in the season about you finishing seventh, that's also fine. Stick it in the comments below. We'll read them all out to him when he's next on. All that's left to say is we will see you all at Wembley on Sunday. Wembley again. Ole, ole. Up the Poshcast.
Up the Poshcast.
Up the Poshcast.
Up the Cipriano at centre-back. Yeah!
Thank you all for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Up the Poshcast. Let us know your feedback. Give us any ideas for topics you would like to discuss or any questions you'd like us to answer. Up the Poshcast. You know what? I come rushing home. I don't know if anybody's ever had this. I come rushing home. I forgot to pick up some milk. I've made myself a quick cup of tea with fucking oat milk.